Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
All right, hour number two. Here's what we've done so far. We went through the World Series inside and out. In case you missed it, you can just go back last hour. I take you through basically the 8th through the 11th inning and the misses of the Blue Jays to win and the chances that the Dodgers had that they capitalized on, and they are world champions. We got into the college football playoff projections. What I think is going to happen is different from what I would do. I'm just trying to tell you what I think they're going to do. They're going to give brand loyalty, so just be prepared for that. But that's okay. It's just day one of the college football playoff rankings. These things are going to shuffle all over the place over the next few weeks, at least. Let's also say that we did a really, I think, nice preview thanks to Josh Schertz. He is one of the best interviews we've had on this show, and this show has been going on forever. I mean, does he not break down his team incredibly well? He is exceptional, and we appreciate his contribution here on Sports on a Sunday Morning. Billikens play tomorrow night in their opener at Chaffetz Arena. And we touched on the Blues for a little bit, but quite honestly, I mean, they're doing the same thing over and over. I mean, they just keep losing. They've lost 7 in a row. Something is amiss there, although Jim Montgomery said that he thought he saw some good signs, lots of shots on goal. Things are changing a little bit, but they got to get better luck going their way in a hurry. We're coming up, Ed Glotzbach, chairman of the BMW Championship, Heim Bloom, president of baseball operations for the Cardinals, Bernie Miklas at 11:45. We're going to have a good hour. But first, as we always do in the 11 o'clock hour, it's been a while, NFL picks. Let's get into this. Now, haven't done this in a little while, but I'm feeling pretty good. That's because I actually was a winner on the Underdog app in that Ravens-Dolphins game. That's right. Remember I told you, Total Information AM, I said it on the air. I said, take Derrick Henry, higher than 90.5 rushing yards. Take Lamar Jackson, lower than 234.5 passing yards. The reason, Lamar is kind of getting going here, and they're going to run the ball a ton, and the Dolphins are bad against the run. What happened? Check and check. And then to throw in an extra, I said A-Chain for the Dolphins will go over higher than 56.5 rushing yards, and he did, 67. I mean, he was blown by it, and then they called off the dogs, I guess, but it's 67, and they started to throw the ball to get back into it. Ravens blew him out 28-6. All right, let's do it. Here are the games coming up today. Noon kickoff, Chicago at Cincinnati. Bengals fans are in love with Joe Flacco. They think this is awesome. Problem is, they give up way too many points, and the Jets came back and beat them last weekend in a stunning fourth quarter. That's Cincinnati's problem. They have, this isn't about losing Joe Burrow. This is, their team isn't all that great. And they gave up to the 0-7 Jets 39 points. I got the Bears today, -3 at Cincinnati. Bears have to win if they want to keep pace in their own division. That's because the Detroit Lions look awesome, and they're the second-best team in their own division. They might be the best team in football. Noon kickoff for them at home against Minnesota. They're in a 9.5-point favorite. They will cover that. Detroit minus 9.5. Green Bay's minus 13 at home against Carolina. Woo, man. Are you kidding me? Carolina's 4-4. I mean, they're not that bad. Carolina's won 4 out of its last 6 and 3 out of its last 4, but everybody's looking at how Buffalo absolutely smoked them last week. So therefore, people are down on Carolina. You know what? I'm going to go Carolina plus 13 at Lambeau. Keep that game somewhat manageable. We'll see if I'm right. I might be wrong. Whatever. Chargers at Tennessee. That's a 10-point spread. But Tennessee's bad, though, man. Chargers minus 10. Atlanta at New England. Patriots continue to play good football, and they are hosting the Falcons as a 5-point favorite. The Falcons do not impress me right now. They have lost back-to-back games, and they just got absolutely destroyed by the Dolphins. I'm Patriots minus 5 all day. That's almost a lock. San Francisco at the Giants. Sorry, Drew. 49ers find ways to win even when they're banged up. 49ers minus 2.5 on the road. Indianapolis at Pittsburgh. Colts are the best team in the AFC. They are a 3-point favorite at Pittsburgh. Give me them all day. Minus 3 at the Steelers. Steelers are a little shaky. Denver at Houston. Broncos are the team to watch right now, but Houston's very good. Houston's a 2.5-point favorite at home against the Broncos. I'm going to stay on this Broncos train a little bit longer, plus 2.5 at Houston. Jacksonville at Vegas. Jaguars are a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going to roll with them on the road against the Raiders. New Orleans at the Rams. Rams are a 2-touchdown favorite against the hapless Saints. Rams, I hate to say it, but they're a nice team. They have very good defense. I'll go Rams minus 14. Any Saints fans making the trip over there? Otherwise, that place could be empty. Kansas City at Buffalo. Here we go. Now, this is the game. The Chiefs are a 2-point favorite at Buffalo. Whoa. Chiefs are trying to show everybody that they're the best team in football. They might be, but not today. I'm going to go the home team today. Buffalo plus 2. Take that. Seattle at Washington. Sunday night. Washington's in like every primetime game now, and they're not very good. And everyone's down on Seattle, too, but they're a 3-point favorite at Washington. I think Seattle's pretty good. I'll go Seattle minus 3 on the road. I'm not big on Washington right now. I mean, with this, after they lost Jaden Daniels, just everything just kind of, you know, fell apart for them. Arizona at Dallas. Ugh. Not a great game there, but a Monday night football game. I guess I'll go Cowboys. Boy, I miss those days as a kid growing up, rooting for the St. Louis Cardinals against the Cowboys. Those were the days when the Cowboys would come into town, Section 232. I'd be freezing. But I'm going to take the Cowboys minus 3 at home on Monday night this time around. Those are our picks. Back in a moment with Ed Glotzbach on KMOX.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Chaim Bloom at 11:30, Bernie Miklas 11:45. Right now in studio joining us is the chairman of the 2026 BMW Championship to be held August 18th through the 23rd at Belle Reef Country Club. It's Ed Glotzbach. Great to see you. Great to be back together with you. How are you? We'll get your microphone on. Say that again. Let's do that over. Go ahead.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good to be with you. Ed, we go back a ways. And, you know, we were just talking a little bit about 2018 and the PGA Championship at Belle Reve. I think you would agree with me. That exceeded even my wildest imagination. Everything that happened at once, it was the perfect storm. It was the perfect golf tournament for St. Louis.
Yeah, it really was. You know, having Tiger there winning by Brooks Koepka, the crowds were enormous and supportive and had a great time. The course showed up well. That really was perfect. It's interesting that you still, when you go around town, you still see merchandise from the championship, and people want to talk about it, and where were you when Tiger did this and Tiger did that? So it really was pretty magical.
It was, and you hope to see another major come through at some point. The President's Cup is coming in 2030. It's going to be an incredible time, and here you are with the BMW Championship in 2026. You've had it before. Camilo Villegas was the winner back in 2008. I remember that well. He's the one who would like be like a spider. On the green reading his putt, and he was a lot of fun. It was a great, great weekend in St. Louis back then.
It was. And, you know, Camilo's done, you know, quite well since then, and has been an interesting golfer to follow. The BMW, you know, began sponsoring that championship in 2007, still do it. And, you know, through that, a lot of money raised went to the Evans Scholars Foundation. But a lot of good times and a lot of good golf. So we're really looking forward to hosting it again.
The BMW Championship has contributed more than $60 million to the foundation's mission of sending deserving youth caddies to college, Evans Scholars. So, Ed, the BMW Championship, which goes way back, it was first called the Western Open in 1899. It sets up what is a memorable weekend because it's part of the FedEx Cup playoffs. The best of the best will be rolling into town. How do you see this in terms of a field and the attraction from that standpoint?
Well, there'll be 50 golfers. So, and they're the 50 that have, you know, gotten through the Memphis Challenge the week before. And certainly wanting to get on to Atlanta a week later when there's only 30. But you know, it's very competitive. We've thought a lot about the course. It's been interesting for me to meet with the PGA course architects and see how they look at things. And so they're very intent on, you know, making sure it's a great course, going to play well. BMW is obviously very proud of their brand, so they've spent some time with us and make sure we can do honor that brand. So it's you know, the excitement's ramping up, and tickets go on sale before long, so we'll be, you know, moving on to that.
I have a November 20th as the date, which is a big day for us. 11/20. That's us. 11/20. That's our day. In fact, we're going to be celebrating our 100th birthday. Oh, we're not as old as the BMW Championship, but we're getting there. 100 years for KMOX. And we have been a proud partner with Belrive, which really... You know, I want to say this about Belrive, and I've been saying this a lot here recently. The Dome, Worldwide Technology Raceway, Busch Stadium, Enterprise Center, Energizer Park. Belrive is a professional sports venue in St. Louis. It is. It just is. And, you know, when you drive by it, it's more than a country club. That is a place where history has been made. So many championships. I'm sure that's something that over the years, membership and the people surrounding Belrive are very proud of.
Yeah, we are very proud of it. Started in 1965 with the U.S. Open, and of course, the most recent you mentioned was 2018 PGA Championship. We've worked hard to keep that a championship course as the game of golf has changed a little bit with technology. So even with this upcoming BMW Championship, we've added length to five different tees and completely redesigned one tee complex that makes it a really difficult hole on number 17.
As I was going to say,
wasn't difficult enough already.
Yeah, so 17 has a creek running along the right side. So now you've moved that over to where there's just a little more difficulty, maybe a little more temptation. I don't know. We'll see what they do with it.
Well, it's the creek's in play all the way, mm-hmm. and you know you can't fade it if you. You got to go down the center. There's bunkers on the left. There's rough on the left. I played that new tee complex one time, and it was pretty intimidating. But it won't be as much to them. It's a challenging hole. But we added about 300 total yards to the course, and that'll as I said, the course architects are pretty happy about that. It makes it an even more challenging. We're lucky we've got that kind of acreage to do that kind of thing on the course and to host as many people as will be there and want to come out. So
It's such a great piece of property. Now, having covered the 2019 PGA Championship the year later at Bethpage, I really saw the difference. Yeah. Belrive's footprint is smaller. Therefore, you have crowds that are right on top of you, and it is loud but respectful, fun, party atmosphere. But, again, a lot of the traditions of golf are well accepted and loved. It is just an amazing experience for everybody at Belrive. It really is.
It's interesting, excuse me, when you talk to the golf's governing bodies about, and they talk about Belrive, one of the magical things about it is what you said, the respectful crowds, the enthusiasm of the crowds, the politeness of the crowds. So it's, and the fact that they turn out in such big numbers. So in addition to the, you know, a really challenging course, they also want to bring it to a place where it's going to be great on TV, but the players are going to love it, which they do.
Let's give people information on how to get tickets, because I remember the PGA that there were some people that waited a little too late and they were boxed out. So available to the public November 20th. If you're just looking for an experience with some friends and family and you're not a golf fan, I assure you, you're going to have a great time at this event. There's so many places to eat and drink and buy merchandise, not to mention see some of the best in the world. Is the best way, Ed, to go to bmwchampionship.com to get into that priority ticket program? Is that how that works?
It is, and you can do that right now. It's open prior to November 20th, so if you register on bmwchampionship.com, then come November 20th, you'll get the earliest notification of what's available, and that's the best way to get into it.
And you're going to have different price points, but just so people understand, I mean, we're talking about, this is like having the NFL playoffs come into town from a golf level. This is like having the AFC-NFC championship in one weekend at your place. So it's going to be a premier ticket.
That's a great analogy. It is going to be premier, and we're looking forward to having St. Louis and St. Louis fans with us as much as possible. So again, you can go register for that priority access to the ticket, and as soon as it pops up, pick them up.
It was 7 years ago that my girls were there. Erica is 19 now and in college, so she was 12, but remembers vividly seeing her favorite player, Justin Rose. I said, why do you like Justin? She said, because he smiles a lot. But the priority ticketing opens this week, and then it will come to a close. So you have, you know, a little time there to get in there. But I remember the kids especially enjoying it, and it's a great place for families. So all kids 15 and under receive complimentary grounds admission when accompanied by a ticketed adult. That is huge. Are you kidding? For an event like that? So if you're like, well, I don't know, we got the kids and that's a lot. No, the kids are under 15 and under, complimentary. That's incredible.
It is. We've worked, we talked to the Western Golf Association about that. And again, it's part of the kind of St. Louis culture, or how many people want to come support. So having 15 and under complimentary with once you're accompanied by a ticketed adult is something we're really happy about.
You've had some volunteering open, and a lot of those requests have been fulfilled. They're just limited spots there, but we want to let you know that tickets are available and ready to roll, and the public will be able to get them, but you can get priority placement this week, and then November 20th is when they'll go on sale. And parking and transportation, Ed, last thing for you, but I know that that's always a machine-like operation that has to be precise, and you've done a wonderful job with it.
Yeah, and we've worked hard on it again this year. In 2018, rideshare was used by about 30% of our spectators out there, and we expect it to be more this time. But we've been able to already get signed up with contracts on various parking venues. It'll be a short ride to the course, and working on traffic control and things like that. So trying every aspect of it to make it a pleasant experience.
The top 50 players in the FedEx Cup playoffs will be at Belrive Country Club.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
August 18th through the 23rd for the BMW Championship. Go to bmwchampionship.com. That's where you can get in line right now for tickets, and the sales launch is November 20th. Chairman Ed Glotzbach with us. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
I know he'll be listening to Chaim Bloom when he comes up next. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations joins us live on KMOX right after this.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
And here is the president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom, joins us live on KMOX. Good morning, Chaim. Thanks as always.
Good morning. Good to be on with you.
It's great to talk to you. Wow, what a Game 7. What a World Series. Are you kidding? That had everything you could possibly imagine, Chaim. I don't know that I've seen a game quite like that in some time. That was tremendous.
That was about as entertaining as it gets. You know, when you think about those moments at the end of the season, and it takes a Game 7 to do this, where for both teams, you know, one stumble, one bad throw, one inch can lead to championship or to having something to think about, sadly, all winter. And both teams having that on the line, that was entertaining.
It sure was. And there's just something about the Dodgers. You know, we talk all about their payroll, and I know that that's a big topic. But, Chaim, they seem to have a knack for calling up players and having the depth in their system. And I think this is something that you're shooting for here, is that everybody who comes up seems to be a winning player. They are exceptional at one, two, or a multitude of things to contribute to winning. And that's how they've been successful, in part due to their development.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, obviously we talk about the financial disparity sometimes. Those are real, not saying they aren't. But I think for us to focus on them, to think about them, you know, that's not a winning mindset. That's not how we're going to get where we want to go. What you talk about with winning players, developing talent that can impact you on the highest level, we control that. We can impact that, and that's something we got to do, and that's where our energies need to be focused.
And you are going to go about that. Tell me about Andrew Friedman. You know him well. He was with the Rays for a decade, from 04 to 14. What has made him so successful?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be where I am in my career without Andrew. He hired me right there at the beginning with the Rays, and I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time to get in on the ground floor, something that became really, really special. And then obviously when he left to LA, you can see what he's done there and taken it to another level. And I watched him from a distance also push himself and grow and change and evolve over the course of his career, which is really challenging to do when you're having success, and he's been able to do it. But what really stands out to me about him, obviously we try to be at the forefront over there of information and putting ourselves in position to make really good decisions, trying to see around corners, trying to do things other clubs were not. That's all really important. But what stood out to me about him, and what still stands out, and what was a big part of the culture we built there, was about people. And he has a way with people. He can connect with anybody on or off the field, and brought an organization together there with the Rays, and has done the same thing with the Dodgers and got everybody pointed in the same direction.
Yeah, it does seem like there's a lot of harmony going on over there. And the front office is very important to have that in place the way that you want it. You have announced some baseball operations hires. Joe Douglas, director of pro acquisition, 8 seasons with the Pirates. He's going to work with Randy Flores. Jacob Buffa, St. Louis native, senior director, international scouting. He is going to work with Moises Rodriguez. In fact, he'll report to Moises, won't he, Haim?
Yes. Yeah, and both of those are areas. You know, I talked about this last month when I started in this current job, that we need to attack every area of our operation and really try to push it forward with some purpose. We need to look at everything that we're doing and trying to find ways to push the operation forward. That's how we get to compete behind the curtain. And all those things you talked about, developing a winning organization, developing winning players, as this organization has shown over time, those things happen when you do the right things with your operation, and that's how we move that needle. So we wanted to be able to do that in some different areas. We were able to do it on the pro side, just building a process that will allow us to compete with the best in this industry in terms of putting us in position to make the right decisions, having the best information, understanding other teams' players, hopefully at least as well and maybe better than they understand them themselves, so we can make some good moves there. And then on the international side, this is a highly competitive area that keeps evolving. And what we're really looking to do in both these areas is just build on the successes of the past, but try to take it to a new level, get some fresh eyes on it, new voices, different ideas to be able to enhance and push forward what we do.
And keeping some people in place, as I mentioned, what are your thoughts on Randy Flores? I haven't talked to you about him. I mean, he's been in charge of this draft for the last several seasons, Haim.
Yeah, I did not really know Flo that well when I came to the organization. So it's been cool over the last couple of years to get to know him. It stands out immediately. You can see why Mo put him in this role, and really in some ways kind of an out-of-box hire when he made it, and has paid a lot of dividends. Obviously, you're talking about someone who understands this organization, has played the game at the highest level, and been through just about everything you could go through as a player. Won a World Series, but he's also been optioned. He's been DFA'd. He's bounced around. So real understanding and empathy for what players go through, and also a really good understanding of process and how you build process in the front office to make really good decisions time and again. And that's really a lot of what's keyed the success in the draft that he has had, has been the ability to do that. Every year we have a certain number of picks, and we know that in the draft you're not going to nail every single one. That's just not how our industry works. So you need to have a process you can fall back on, that if you're constantly looking to make it better and you're constantly willing to trust it, trust your people, trust your process, those decisions are going to add up over time, and you're going to be able to fill the system with talent. And he's done a good job of that. And, you know, his area, he'd be the first to tell you he wants to keep moving forward. We have to, because it's a competitive industry. And giving him some help on the pro side, I think, is also going to really help us be able to bring new focus to that area too.
Flo, also one of the funniest people I know. You get him on a roll, he can have the whole room busting up. He's pretty good at that as well.
No doubt. It doesn't take much. You get him going, and you just sit back with your popcorn. It's fun.
Yeah, it is good. What are you planning here? I have not seen any official announcement on coaching staff. Can you give us a bit of a timeline as to when you'd like to have that in place, and is there anything you can reveal as to what you're doing there moving around Ollie's staff?
Yeah, not just yet. We don't have a timetable. We are moving this along and would like to get it settled sooner rather than later. But obviously, there's some things we need to let play out. I know there's been some things out there about what we're doing and just not ready to address them formally yet. But the basic theme here is you'll see a lot of familiar faces. And then there's some things we're doing in addition with the staff and, you know, moving some people's responsibilities around in various places on that coaching staff, on that medical and performance staff, to try to enhance what we do. You know, this is something, again, I've gotten to be around these guys. They're a very together staff. They understand the game. They understand the organization. They're incredibly hardworking. I'm looking forward to spending a lot of time with the group this year and just understanding it even further. But based on what I saw this past year and a half, there's already some areas where Ollie and I have talked about where we can move things forward, and we're in the process of doing that.
That is, of course, the big league staff. As it pertains to the minor leagues, you told me that things continue to develop there. Are you continuing to make additions to the minor league staffs?
Yeah, we are. And again, you know, some of that stuff's in progress. And at some point, as we get deeper into the offseason, we'll be able to announce our minor league staff, both at the affiliates, at the complex in Jupiter, and in our front office in St. Louis. Again, we've had a year under our belts with some new leadership to be able to start moving some things and learning what we have, and then also learning what we need and where we can continue to enhance things. And I'm happy that we have the resources to be able to do that. We already felt like we started to see some dividends in 2025 of some of the work we were doing. So it's exciting to be able to add in certain targeted areas some more support.
Chaim Bloom is with us. Speaking about getting some popcorn, Cardinals fans are like, all right, here we go. All right, World Series is over. Offseason begins. Free agency, trades. What do we got? People have a lot of questions. So how would you address that in terms of the fan base right now? When you look at player acquisition, roster construction, how do you want to go about this? One thing you did tell me is that you would like to add some pieces to this rotation, kind of make that whole. That seems like a priority for you.
Yeah, no question. I do think the pitching side of the ledger is where I think we stand to benefit the most by adding externally, whether it's in the rotation to enhance what we do, to stabilize that group, and not to block off our young players, but also to make sure that we are not putting too much on them before they're ready. And then in the bullpen, you know, you never have enough out there, and there's always value not just to the on-field work that the right bullpen additions can give you, but also what they can do for you in the clubhouse and mentorship of young players. That's been a feature of most clubs that I've been around, and that's really helpful too. So we'll take a look at that. We've just gotten into the offseason. We're actually raring to go. It's exciting to be able to focus on that, but the way the industry has trended, usually organizations, whether you're in the playoffs or not, you're so focused on just getting your staff settled this time of year that it takes the offseason a little bit of time often to get into gear. Hopefully we can move some things sooner rather than later. A week from tomorrow, be headed out to Vegas for the GM meetings, which is kind of the unofficial kickoff of the offseason. But that said, it is open season right now, so we're touching base with other teams. They're talking to us, just trying to get a sense of what everybody's looking to do so we can see where we might line up.
And Chaim, just to keep it transparent with fans, you're open to trades, free agency. Nothing is really off the table in terms of transactions, right? You're just kind of, and you've actually said, you know, some hard decisions could be made, and that sort of comes with the territory, I guess, if you're reconstructing a team.
Yeah, we need to be. You know, I view this not just because of where we are as an organization, but also my first off season in this role. This is a good time to really understand how the industry sees our players, where fits might be, and make sure we're really aggressive in gathering that information. And when I talk about those hard decisions, that's really just staying true to our goals. I tried to be very clear with everybody. I know we have a fan base that pays very close attention. I just wanted to give them kind of a target of how we're focusing our energy so that as they think about things we might do or look at things that we will do, that they understand our lens and how we're looking at them, and they can hold us accountable to that. So we are going to be focused on that endpoint. We are going to be focused on avoiding some of those short-term distractions and trying to make sure we build this core out to where we can get back to where we need to be, to a team that can compete annually to win this division and make a playoff run.
Always a pleasure to talk some ball with you. We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next Sunday.
Sounds great, Tom. Good talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you. There's the president of baseball operations for the Cardinals, Chaim Bloom. We are in it now. The baseball offseason begins. The Dodgers, world champions last night with a 5-4 win over the Blue Jays. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Bernie Miklas will break it all down for you next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
I get to spend the next 10 minutes with Bernie Miklas. It's one of my favorite times of the week. How are you, my man?
I'm doing good, man. Gosh, the baseball, the college football, it was a great weekend to just sit back and dive into the sports world.
Wasn't it, though? I did an event last night for Kyle MacLellan, Brace for Impact 46 at the Four Seasons, and somebody yelled from the crowd at the end of the night, "I can't believe you haven't said anything about Indiana football." I'm like, what? What am I supposed to say? Some guy just sent me a DM and said, "Hello, Tom. I don't get how Indiana and Ohio State are at the top of the rankings. Both have one great win, one middling win in Illinois, and the rest are all scrubs. Most of the Big Ten stinks." Are you kidding me? What is wrong?
Number one, I do think the SEC is stronger top to bottom. But here's the deal about this. Who cares?
It'll all play itself out.
I'm not being disrespectful to, you know, the person that sent that. I really mean that. I'm not. But the point is, the College Football Playoff Committee, they're gonna release their first rankings this week. They're the only ones that matter. Like the AP and the coaches' poll simply doesn't matter. It's completely irrelevant at this point. So it's all going to play out. But I think Ohio State is incredible. I think Indiana continues to be – it's a two-year story that's incredible. But somewhere along the way, they're all going to have to be tested. Indiana's going to be tested. Ohio State's going to be tested. The top teams in the SEC are going to be tested. So why are we getting worked up about this now on November the 2nd?
I know. Everybody gets wound up. It's just going to come down to an SEC playing a Big Ten in the playoffs. That's what's going to settle this thing. And some of that we saw last year. So it'll be fun. December, January is going to be awesome. Well, that'll be the time where baseball moves start happening, Bernie. I would imagine you won't see a lot of fireworks until the winter meetings. But until then, Chaim Bloom has already done his homework. You heard him last segment on KMOX, is ready to add, I think, at least two starters to this rotation, it sounds like. I mean, you have to have it. You have to have a rotation if you want to build this thing.
Yeah, they need some protection. You know, I would be really surprised if, you know, he comes up with a pitcher or two where they get multi-year deals. I'm just going to guess that the preference will be, you know, one-year deals, but that's okay. I think there'll be a lot of competition for available starting pitchers. But then again, you know, Chaim Bloom also has the wherewithal to trade for one rather than sign for one. So, listen, one thing we've learned about him is that when he sets his mind out to do something, or when he, you know, he has a goal in mind and he tells the public what the goals are, he pursues the goals passionately and he gets stuff done. If you think about Tom, and I can't go over the whole list, but if you think about it, and it happened as you guys were talking about this past week, he added two more people to the front office. When you think about the time he came in, the time he started remodeling, renovating, refurbishing, whatever, the minor league system and the player development system, and all the long, 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 long list of things that needed to be upgraded and changed, including a lot of hires. Think about the enormity of that task and how well that's doing so far. Think about how he has dramatically beefed up their pro scouting and their international scouting. And frankly, that's been an area of weakness. They keep adding people to the internal operations, minor leagues, player development, major leagues. And the Cardinals have needed this kind of makeover for a very long time. Now, listen, I know that's not as exciting as like, oh, dude, did you hear the Cardinals signed Kyle Tucker? I mean, I know that, but this organization had to undergo a very aggressive makeover with the stuff that we don't see. The minor leagues, the player development, the technology, the facilities, the instructors, the teachers, pro scouting, international scouting, I mean, analytics, on. This guy has got so much done in a relatively short time. It's impressive. So when he says, when he tells Tom Ackerman on Sports on a Sunday morning that, we'd like to go get some starting pitching. It's a priority. He's basically saying we're going to do that. I take that to the bank, because when he sets a goal, man, he's like an attack dog. He gets after it.
Yeah. Take it to the bank. And I will say something about his additions. Do not overlook this Jacob Buffa. I mean, they got him from the Astros, and a lot of people wanted him. He was their director of performance science. This is exactly where the Cardinals want to go here. He was responsible for setting a vision, a strategy for the Astros. Why are they good every year, people asked? Well, they developed their minor leaguers. They had, you know, some of the things that he was involved in, biomechanics, sports science, player development. Bernie, he had his own, as you know, performance facility right here in St. Louis.
Right. And, you know, the Cardinals, again, they have been sorely lacking in this area, which is one of the more modern approaches that good teams are using to maximize the potential of their players. The Cardinals were basically nowhere to be found in this area. Now they have one of the top guys in the business. That's another example of Chaim Bloom. And I know people get sick of me and maybe you and others of praising Chaim Bloom. We're praising him because all we can go by is what he has done so far. And it's been very impressive. And there's no reason to say otherwise. Now, when he starts to build a roster, and if they screw some things up or whatever, I'll be talking about that too. But so far, with the assignment that he's been given, he's gotten a heck of a lot done since coming to the Cardinals in really important areas.
And I know there are people who look at the Dodgers and say, well, they only did what they did because they spend. You're overlooking some of these people that they bring up, like Will Klein out of Bloomington, Indiana, by the way. Out of, last night, Sheehan coming in with an 8 ERA. They don't care. They put him right in there in a big, big situation. Seventh inning of game seven. I mean, these guys just continue to fill spots.
Robleski's that lefty reliever who's really good. He's one of their own. The two guys you mentioned are internally developed relievers. And, you look at the guy that saved their season, Miguel Rojas. Now, we can talk about the Dodgers' $400 million payroll and all that. The guy that saved their season was someone they got from the Marlins in 2023. He lost his starting job. He's basically the 26th man. He's not very good, but he's a great team guy, and he can play good defense, and, they like him. This guy he's making $5 million. Don't get me wrong. That's a lot of money. But in the context of all the humongous salaries the Dodgers carry, the guy who saved their season is their 26th man who makes $5 million a year. And there were some other people, coming off the bench and doing that too, like Andy Pages. He can't hit anymore. They benched him. Look at that catch he made last night. That is an internally developed Dodger. We could go on and on and on. But, one thing I'll throw in about the Dodgers, what I find is interesting, and I'm probably right about this, the Dodgers, to me, if you look at how they did load management with their starting pitchers this year, I mean, Yamamoto made 30 starts, and how phenomenal was he the last couple nights? Unbelievable. So Yamamoto made 30 starts, and then you got to go down. Glasnow made 18. Then it goes down to 14. Snell only made 11 starts. This was done for a reason. This is like the NBA's version of load management. The Dodgers are like, well, last year our starting pitching was all torn up. It was spent by the time we got to the postseason. We're not going to let that happen. We are going to pace these guys. We know we're going to get to the playoffs. We're going to have all four of these starters physically ready to go at 100% when October rolls around. And that's exactly what happened. And that's probably the number one reason why they won this, but they won it for a lot of other reasons as well. But this looked like the MLB's version, the first NBA style championship, by the team that won the championship. It's the first like NBA championship won by a Major League Baseball team, if that makes any sense.
No, it does. And it was just a memorable, epic World Series in Game 7. And now the offseason begins, and Bernie Miklas will be with us every step of the way. He's on with us throughout the week on various shows. But for my selfish purposes, I will promote that he will be with us for the Gas House Gang on Tuesday. And I can't wait, buddy. Yep. We're going to have a good time.
Looking forward to it. Have a great rest of the weekend, Tom.
You too, buddy. Bernie Miklas with us, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, a Daikin dealer. And we say so long from Studio B, the Stiefel Sports Studio. Sports on a Sunday morning. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Total Information AM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.